punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. I got lots of stuff to feed you guys today on the fire and stuff to go along with it. Some dump sites for hay, but we'll get into that here in just a second. 68 degrees at Hollis, 73 at Tipton, 68 at Bessie. Putnam, you are 68. Camargo, 70. Arnett's 70. 72 at Slapout over here towards the northeast. Medford is 67. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, 73 at Lipscomb. Miami, 77. So is Dozer, 71 at Wellington, 74 at Odell. We are under a red flag warning, probably for the next 3 days, if I was guessing, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then probably again Friday. It is springtime in Oklahoma, people, but take these warnings as you guys see what happened Friday. We're not going to have winds quite like that, but just don't do anything. Just double check. If you're hauling a trailer somewhere, double check your chains, your bearings. Drive down the road 15 or 20 miles, get out, see if your hubs are overheating or anything like that. It's just catastrophic what's going on right now. It is fire season in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas panhandle. Just, I don't know what to say. A guy told me the other day, he said, Jimmy, the people that you are talking to that are listening to you, they get it. It's the people that don't hear what you're saying or anybody else is saying. Pass the word on. Just don't do any welding outside. Just nothing. Don't do anything without using common sense. How's that? So lots of stuff went on Friday. And here is an update from the Dewey County Emergency Management that just came over here about an hour ago. The 840 Road Fire, if you guys don't know, that's what they're calling the fire at Leedy, is the 840 Road Fire. The Grady and Beckham County Volunteer Fire Department Task Force, along with the Leedy Volunteer Fire Department, were able to keep the fires contained within the burn area last night, as you guys might have seen on social media or TV. It flared up again, I think, south and west of Camargo. The planes are flying. They're dumping the fire. What do they call that red stuff? Retardant stuff. And they got the Canadian, or the, I guess I thought those planes at Burns Flat were out of Canadian. Actually, they were out of Montana. So I can't tell the fire departments and everybody, the forestry service, everybody involved. We can't appreciate you guys enough. That's all I can say. So let's see here. The air support yesterday was very successful in extinguishing active areas of fire. We have local departments, Jackson County Task Force, Dewey County Districts 1, 2, and 3 equipment operators, and Oklahoma Forestry Service currently working on different areas of the fire today. Today, we have a critical fire danger and a red flag warning. Be aware and alert as the conditions make new fires areas likely. Huge thank you to all the volunteers, local fire department, task force, forestry service, county district equipment operators, and countless other responders. We are so thankful for the donations we've seen so far. Speaking of donations, I wanted to share this post that I seen on Mrs. Emmons' Facebook page last night. Red Star Church will host an informal food pounding housewarming for Randy and Priscilla Bentley. they lost their home and everything they own in their fires. And I know a lot of people know Randy. Talking to Marcus Thibodeau earlier at the Pack Saddle, Randy helps the Oklahoma Wildlife Department with tree removals and brush removals a lot. So he's well known around that area. They lost their home. They lost everything. Red Star will serve as the drop-off site. They will be moving into the church house until they find other arrangements. They will have a washer and dryer, refrigerator, stove, and oven, but no other furnishings, including food, pots and pans, towels, beds, furniture, shoes, clothing, and everything. Priscilla mentioned to me, as she did even, she didn't even have a hairbrush to brush her hair. We kindly and respectfully ask for items to be new or like new. Also, it'll be helpful if you tape your name to the item so we can personally thank you. Please take items into the door on the east side of the north end and leave in the fellowship hall at the Red Star Church there up there by Leedy. The church will be unlocked, so you can go there anytime you want and donate some stuff to the Bentleys. And matter of fact, I got a friend of mine that's going to deliver Randy some hay. He's got all of his cows dry lotted right now, and he's got a dump trailer, so he's going to deliver him some hay today for his cows. Just found that out a few minutes ago. There wasn't a lot of cattle lost in the deal. I think I heard somebody might have lost 8 or 10 somewhere in there. Baby calves that didn't get out with their mamas, and a few cows here and there. Nothing major. But what was lost was a lot of roughage grass that burned up. And we're still feeding cattle. For people that don't know what's going out on the ranch and the farm, we're still feeding cattle because the grass is not greened up yet, even with the recent rains. Because it is, you got to remember, this is just the middle of March. Our winter's not over until first part of April, so we're still feeding cattle. There's a lot of hay piles got burned up there. So in Leedy, R&R Feed Store, right there, the bank, and go back west, if I remember right. I hadn't been to that feed store in so long, I forgot, but it's right there by the bank. How's that? One way or the other, turn right or left, you'll find it. They're taking hay donations there in Leedy. They got a drop-off site there, and they got one in Camargo also. So I'm going to give you R&R's main number, and they'll get you hooked up there. And let me find it here. I almost had it memorized. At R&R Feed Store, 580-488-3700. 580-488-3700. I talked to Sheldon earlier this morning because my old cousin Clark Calloway gave me his number. Anyway, they're taking hay donations. And if you want to, they also need some cake and some other supplies they need for this, the Leedy Fire. You can call in or mail in a check for donations. I promise you they'll get to the guys that need, people that they need those donations. Main thing is if anybody's got anything that they can donate new or really new, really nice stuff to Priscilla and Randy Bentley, that would be a major plus. I think they're the only one that lost their home in the Leedy Fire. That's not 100%. That's all I've heard about, okay? And they lost everything. Help them out if you can. Matter of fact, if you want to, if you want to take something up there to them, just get a gift card from Walmart or one of the stores around here so they can buy some stuff. It's hard. People lose their homes and home, and they don't have nothing. And so it's just a tough deal. So R&R Feed Store and Leedy for hay donations, or if you want to call in, I'm guessing they can do credit card over the phone and make some donations. They got people already willing to pay for the fuel for the hay. I think they've got a couple loads in already. And I sent out a text message to our North Fork of the Red River Hay Rats, and already got 5 semi loads ready to go up there, even though some of them or bales of hay the size that housewives like. Sorry, Brian. You started this. So, no, it's hard time. And the fire, I think it was 23,000 acres. It was the guesstimate. I think the Oklahoma Forestry Service will have a more detailed accuracy on the acres. It was a big fire. And my understanding, the wheat fields around Leedy really helped it from getting into Leedy. They evacuated the town, but you never know. Look what happened up there around Stillwater. You know, almost 200 or 300 homes destroyed right there with just small fires. It was just a bad day for fires. Friday and the next 3 days, yes, the wind's not going to be blowing near as hard, but it's going to 40-50 mile an hour wind, still hard to fight fires with. And what else do we got here? Here's a detailed report that I got from KOCO News 5. Four deaths confirmed and at least 142 people injured in Oklahoma wildfires. This prompt Governor Stitt to have a state of emergency with some of the counties. The Office of Chief Medical Examiner confirmed four fatalities related to the fires or high winds. Those fatalities were reported in Lincoln, Garfield, Haskell, and Pawnee counties. According to the Oklahoma State Department of Health, 142 injuries related to wildfires were reported to the state hospitals. Seven people suffered from burns, nine people suffered from cuts are being pierced, and 31 people suffered injuries due to falls. Officials said 36 injuries were transportation related. 16 people were struck by something. One had poisoning injury, and 42 were considered other fire-related injuries. Some of the major fires were in Manford, Stillwater, Guthrie, Leedy, Norman, Oklahoma City, and Little Axe. And I'm going to throw Camargo in there since they didn't mention them. Fires also sparked in the following counties Friday: Alfalfa, Beckham, Blaine, Canadian, Choctaw, Cleveland, Comanche, Greek, Dewey, Grant, Grady. Got Dewey down there again. Harper, Johnston, Kay, Kingfisher, Latimer, Lincoln, Logan, Love, Major, Marshall, Mays, McLean. I'm just going to go on and on. I counted 41 counties out of 77 in Oklahoma. And the one out at that I was covering during my show Friday out by Pampa, that ended up being the same, almost identical to the same size fire as the one at Leedy, 23,000 acres. There on the Ogletree county line there. I haven't got any updates on what all the damage was. Governor Stitt has issued a state of emergency for 12 counties after wildfires caused destruction throughout Oklahoma on Friday. The state of emergency was declared for Cleveland, Greek, Dewey, Grady, Lincoln, Logan, Oklahoma, Pawnee, Payne, Pottawatomie, Roger Mills, and Stevens counties. The emergency declaration temporarily suspends requirement for size and weight permits of oversized vehicle transporting materials and supplies used for emergency relief and power restoration. The declaration will remain in effect for the next 30 days. Let's see here. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management confirmed at least 400 homes were damaged by the fires across the state. And what else do we got going on here? One of those killed was identified as Alan Ferguson, a youth wrestling coach in Chandler. There's been a GoFundMe page set up for Ferguson, and his son Will suffered severe burns on Friday. Alan died in the hospital. And Will still is continuing to fight for his life. The other fatalities were in Garfield, Haskell, and Pawnee counties. No identifications have been made on them. So where we go? I think there's going to be a few changes around Oklahoma here in the near future. And we're going to discuss that when I get back after this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I need new rotors.
When you buy two Duralast rotors during our spring sale, you get Duralast brake pads free.
Free?
With the rotors.
Well, that's great. What if I need extra stopping power?
You can upgrade to Duralast gold pads for just $10.
So Duralast pads are free?
Yep.
And an upgrade is just $10?
That's right. Part of the spring sale at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited-time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special financing and discounts on select Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-purlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at Sweetwater, featuring 20 registered age, Vantage, and 50 yearling bulls. Also 20 registered open heifers, 50 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs, and 60 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to McIntyreRedAngus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Wellington, Texas, currently at 72 degrees. The humidity's 21, dew point's 30. The winds are out of the southwest at 15 with wind gusts up to 24. 2.27 inches of rain so far this month. Red flag minutes and sub-freezing minutes, zero today. 8-inch soil temperature, 51 degrees. Let's go ahead and check out the Lipscomb dealership's grain market update here real quick. Doo-doo, there she goes. Okay. Corn for May, 458 unchanged. July is 468, up a half. Soybeans for May, 1014, down 1.5. So is July at 1028. Soybean meal, May, 304 even, down 190. July, 311.40, down 180. Soybean oil, May, 4206, up 47. Hard red, winter wheat, May, 604, up 18.5. July, 616, up 18. And cotton for July, 68.29, down 31. Oil out of West Texas, April 67.56, down 38. Natural gas at 409 for April. Looks like the NASDAQ, S&P, and Dow are all currently trading in the black. So is the cattle. Live cattle, April 204.42, up 125. June 200.45, up 110. Feeders for March, 283.90, up 192. April 283.65, up 245. And May 284.85, up 220. Lean hogs for April 88.47, up 185. Sometimes you just wish there wasn't no social media, and then there's times you do. And I've seen so many fire specialists over the last 2 days on social media. If I guess I'm just stupid. That's all I can tell you. But all kidding aside, there's all kinds of people solving fire problems, why we have them and whose fault to have it and this and that. You got people throwing cigarette butts out the window. One guy said, I seen that guy throw out a cigarette butt, and power lines slapping against each other, and dragging chains, or didn't put the fire out 3 days prior and it flared up, and ashes at 70 miles an hour can spread a long ways. And I'll tell you how far that wind was blowing stuff. So down here in one of my fields, there's a line of elm trees, and the tops of they're big elm trees, and the tops were blowing. I stepped it off. I found branches 250 yards straight east in those trees. So think about that. Branches off of a top of a tree that's budding out. It's green. It's not dead. It's 250 yards. And my side road down there at the corner of at the blacktop, it was up against the power line poles to keep it from blowing. But one end of it had like six sections, which was what, about 200 feet. And the force of the wind just bending around that power pole. I wanted to say telephone pole, but I was afraid Bobby Martin was listening. I didn't want to upset him today. But the force of nature was wind. So if you talk to some people that are in the power line business or running these co-ops around here, the power lines in Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle are not built for hurricane force winds. And that's what that was Friday. There's no two ways about it. The whole state of Oklahoma and most of Texas and parts of Kansas was under hurricane force winds. There's nothing we can do about it. And XL or whoever that is out there in the Panhandle of Texas had rolling blackouts, and they still had fires. So, I mean, it's just nature. We've had fires around here. I'm 63. We've had fires around here as long as I can remember. It's just with social media and more media coverage, we hear more about it. And there's a lot of people, we need to burn those. We got to get rid of those cedar trees, and we got to do it now. It's not that simple. Yes, I agree with you. We can get away with it. And you've heard me talk about prescribed fires. We have prescribed fire associations all over Oklahoma. Not every county's got them, but we have them, and we need them in every county. And you say, well, what's that got to do with this? I'm going to tell you a little story that happened up there by Stillwater. 2 weeks ago, they had three different prescribed fires through the prescribed fire associations right in there on the southwest and the west side of Stillwater where all those homes burnt down. They would have been more homes destroyed, but they had prescribed fires by not the subdivisions that burnt, but some of the other subdivisions that had burnt. They had prescribed fires from them, and that prevented those homes from being caught in this wildfire situation we had on Friday. There you go. It works. Prescribed fires work, and people are scared. When you hear the word fire, oh my God, it's just, oh, no, we can't do that. Yes, you can. And when I was talking to Marcus this morning, he's my hero. I'm sorry. I can't remember when and where it was. It was last year. He was burning cedar trees. He's got his little AR that shoots the phosphorus down there in the canyons. He lights them up. If a prescribed fire gets out of control, there's a difference. And the percentages is way low. Like, I think 3%, they had 3% out of all the prescribed fires over the last 5 or 6 years. I don't remember what the gentleman from OSU was telling us, that got out of control, but it wasn't much. It was nothing catastrophic. Think about this. When you're doing your prescribed fires, not controlled burns, I'm talking prescribed fires. There's a difference. You have the manpower. It's in your plan. You have the trucks, the manpower already there. So if it gets out of whack real quick, boom, you're doing it. So landowners out there, if you want to get rid of, do prescribed fire, get rid of some of your cedars on your property and blah, 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 call your prescribed fire association. If you don't have one, call the guy up Stillwater that runs it, and I bet the surrounding counties will get you helped out. So it's just one of those deals. I'm saying this after the fact. I'm not saying, but it does work. Ask those people at Stillwater that still have their home up there. So it just works. So plan on. And also, when you're burning cedars with your prescribed fires, it also gets the majority of your seeds. Where mechanical doesn't, mechanical works. Mechanical is expensive. And yes, we do need to get rid of cedars. But the cedar's not what caused the fire. They just made it get bigger. And leading to that, I want to share this with you. This is probably one of the best things. I seen it yesterday, and Marcus reminded me of it again earlier when I talked to him this morning. Fire is an excellent servant, but also a total terrible master. I've heard from many of my mentors over the years that one day Southwest Stillwater would experience a wildfire that causes widespread catastrophic damage to people's personal property, homes, buildings, etc., due to an ignition on a day with historic fire weather. And that was Friday. Coupled with excessive amounts of volatile fire fuel, i.e. cedars, present in these areas southwest of our town, they warned people of the potential for this event over 25 years ago. I called one of them Friday afternoon and said, "Well, I think you predicted 25 years ago is happening right now." After getting off the phone, I received a video from my dad, who was evacuating, of an active crown fire moving through 20-foot tall cedars trees, producing a 50-foot flame length, moving about 5 miles an hour behind our neighbor's house. There's no way anyone can stop that fire in that fuel and under those weather conditions unless the fire runs out of fuel or the weather changes to the benefit fire firefighting efforts. It is important to note with the weather conditions we had Friday, crowning cedars could easily be capable of sending fire bands a half a mile downwind of the advancing fire front. And I believe that is true 100%. Landing in people's backyards and starting other fires in other neighborhoods. I experienced firsthand my neighbor's houses burning down. What I experienced Friday was traumatic, and I hope to never be in that situation ever again. I cannot begin to elaborate the sorrow I feel for the people I've seen who have lost everything in this fire. I felt angry, confused, sad, and left with more questions than answers through this deal. I never want to see a fire like that again unless I could send it burning into the ocean safely. Fire is a terrible master. 70-acre cedar forests should be not allowed to exist within city limits and border subdivisions on three sides. I really think we would have lost fewer homes if the cedars were gone and it was just hardwood and leaf litter and grass fuel. We shouldn't have to put up with our neighbors allowing their land to grow up in cedar trees. It's inadvertently increases the level of management it takes to keep cedar trees off our lands while trying to manage as well as tolerate the potential fire risk it creates to adjoining property owners. Additionally, firefighters shouldn't have to face the risk of fighting fire in areas encroached by cedars. It is difficult and it's dangerous. A 320-acre prescribed fire conducted 3 weeks ago likely kept the Karsten Creek from burning down. Another prescribed fire conducted last Sunday by a local farmer on the north side of Highway 51 kept the Range Road fire from progressing to the north and endangering another neighborhood downwind. Fire is an excellent servant. The fire behavior we experienced on Friday was supported by extreme weather phenomenon. Fire does not simply behave the way every time we drop a match to conduct a prescribed fire. And it goes on. It's just so support your local fire departments, support your local burn associations. And I just can't thank our fire departments enough. Talked to one volunteer fireman yesterday at breakfast, and he's pretty strong-headed, pretty tough guy, but he said that fire condition Friday scared the hell out of him when they went to fight them fires. And he was up on the one by Hammond, or by Carpenter, up in there by Butler Brothers and Son. So it's a good deal. And speaking of fire departments, support them when you can. The Cloud Chief Fire Department is hosting its 16th annual Calf Fry and Catfish dinner Sunday, March the 30th, coming up here in a couple weeks, 2 weeks from yesterday, actually. March 30th, they'll be serving catfish and calf fries from 11 to 2. Adults are $15 and children under 12 are $10. And that will be at the Washtenaw County Activity Center. And if you didn't catch it earlier, if you want to make donations to the Leedy Fire or the 840 Road Fire, you can call R&R Feed Store at 580-488-3700 to let them know you're bringing. They got a tractor in town to unload hay at the dump site. And also they can take donations to purchase cake and any other stuff that supplies that the farmers and ranchers are needing in that Leedy Fire. 22,000 acres don't sound very big, but if you look at that thing on the map, that's a big fire. And it was hot. And Randy and Priscilla Bentley are taking, they need donations. As that story I read from the Red Star Church, she doesn't even have a brush to brush her hair, but they're moving in the church house there. But they've got the main washer and dryer, stove and refrigerator and all that, but they need donations for new stuff for them, clothing, bedding, everything. They just need it all. If you want to, you can get on Facebook on the Red Star Church, and they got a post on there on how you can make. The church is open. You can go in the fellowship hall and drop off whatever you want. It's open. Just go in there and drop it off. So, all right, we're going to take a OCA break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
The TSET Healthy Youth Initiative is making a difference in every corner of Oklahoma, working to prevent teen tobacco and vape use, fueling our minds and bodies through health education, and empowering the next generation of leaders. Why? Because we are the future of Oklahoma. The TSET Healthy Youth Initiative, investing in Oklahoma. Learn more at tsethealthyyouth.com. Brought to you by the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. It's time to gear up for corn planting season. Our Golden Harvest brand corn seed is now available, so call today and get your order in. Don't miss out on the best yields at the lowest possible price. Also, if you're needing bigger amounts of ag chemicals, we can ship it to you straight from the warehouse. And remember, you can't beat our prices. That's SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity. Visit us today on South Randall in Elk City. Follow us on Facebook or give us a call.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February the 28th. 2,052 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 385 brought 415. 4 at 501 brought 354. 8 at 541 brought 362.50. 13 at 583 brought 309. 9 at 628 brought 309. 22 at 749 brought 256. 10 at 858 brought 260. 16 head of heifers at 387 brought 372.50. 5 at 489 brought 314. 6 at 529 brought 318. 3 at 600 brought 276. 7 at 661 brought 256. 10 at 704 brought 258. 8 at 769 brought 245. Butcher cows were 74 to 154. Butcher bulls brought 122 to 193. Bred cows were 1100 to 3400. Pairs brought 2175 to 3250. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-49.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Get ready for an upcoming land auction on Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m. United Country Buford Resources Real Estate and Auction, in partnership with Russ Real Estate and Land Sales, are offering two prime Oklahoma properties at auction. 360 acres in Greer County with exceptional hunting and grazing land, and a 160-acre productive stock farm in Kiowa County. This is premium Oklahoma land you won't want to miss. Location is Western Technology Center in Hobart. For details and terms, visit BufordResources.com or 405-833-9499. That's Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, well, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Mangum, it's currently 73, dew points 30, humidity's 20%, southwest winds 14 to 20, 1.64 inches of rain in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil, temperature 54 degrees, sunset at 7:46, breezy and 84 today with winds from out of the south, southwest 23 to 28 with wind gust up to 40. Or 35, sorry. Tonight, partly cloudy, still breezy. South winds 18 to 24 with wind gust up to 30. Tomorrow, blowing dust, 89 degrees. Winds out of the south, 17 to 32 with wind gust up to 50 tomorrow, according to the Oklahoma Mesonet. Okay, you guys ready? Some more social media stuff. This got to do with no-till versus conventional. I am a true no-tiller, and I talk about this a lot on my show, but I don't push my agenda on my neighbor. That's his business over there. It's his business. All right. I see a lot of people, because you guys seen what happened south of Amarillo when they had the 50-car pileup, and the responses from some of these people is so ignorant. It is, I don't know. This is when I get mad. And well, if they'd no-till or have cover crops and all that, and blah, 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 this wouldn't happen. The people who say that are idiots. And I'm a no-tiller. But I'm going to tell the people that say that on social media or the news, because I've seen it on the news also, are idiots. You guys must have forgot what happened back in the Dust Bowl days when the big black cloud rolled in from South Dakota and coming across Kansas into Oklahoma to start the official day of the Dust Bowl days. That was back when everything was plowed. Yes, there was no tilling going on, blah, 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 but they were farming everything they could to make food. And but back to this deal down there south of Amarillo, what they don't realize is all that dust that we're going to be seeing tomorrow, that we've seen the other day, yeah, there was probably some fuels blowing between here and New Mexico and down in West Texas. But if you've never been to that part of New Mexico or Texas, there's nothing growing there. There's nothing there but oil field locations, dirt, few cactuses, a couple antelopes here and there. I never have seen any camels down there, but it'd be a perfect place for a camel. But there's nothing covered. That's where that dust is coming through. Yeah, it'll pick up a field blowing here and there in between there. But for you people to say, if it had a cover crop on there, yes, cover. None of my fields were blowing the other day. But the dirt was stirring in between. No, just could be stupid. That's all I can say on social media. There's so many Einsteins when after the fact, when fires happen and dirt's blowing and all this other stuff. And it's just, I don't know, it's just, I'm sure it gets under your skin too when people start talking about stuff like that. So I have a update from the Oklahoma Forestry Service. As soon as I can find it, there it is. I'm going to share with you guys. We got plenty of time. Let's see here. Ooh, yeah, I still got one more break, don't I? Yeah, I thought I did. Okay, let's go ahead and go over this from the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry Service. Fire activity with the Oklahoma Forestry Service response outside the protection area. The 840 Road Fire, which is Roger Mills, Dewey County, 27,855 acres, 35% contained. The Camargo Fire, Dewey County, 5,726 acres, 35% contained. The Little Salt Creek Fire, Pawnee County, 11,192 acres, multiple structures damaged, 20% contained. The Hickory Fires, Hickory Hills Fire, sorry, Oklahoma County, 6,643 acres, 13 structures, 35% contained. The 33 Road Fire, which was in Logan and Payne counties, which is probably the biggest fire we had in the state that day, 32,475 acres burnt, 50 structures damaged or burnt, and the rest of them, well, here's the, I don't even know how to say this word. It was in Payne County. Uchi, is that right how you say that? Uchi Valley Fire, 8,512 acres burned and 9 structures destroyed or burnt, 55% contained. And then the other big one was the Hell Roaring Creek Fire in Pawnee County, 10,176 acres, 80% contained. So there you have it. And let's see here. That's about it from the Forestry Department. Tomorrow is, and Wednesday, it's just not going to be a good day. So everybody be alert and aware of what's going on. If you see smoke or anything, dial 911 if you want to. And then again, I want to, I'll just do this after this break here. I'll go to break, come back, and we'll talk some what happened overnight in our world of agriculture. And I want to repeat how to go to the Red Star Church there at Leedy to bring donations to Randy and Priscilla Bentley. They lost everything. I mean, everything. The only thing they had left was what they was wearing. So be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
ASCO equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. I did them backwards. I forgot where I was in my show earlier. I didn't remember where I was. I'm sure my wife's listening. Camargo. Home of Clark Calloway. 75 degrees, dew points 27, humidity 17. The winds are rolling out of the southwest at 13 miles an hour. Currently right now, 0.02 inches of rain fall in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 53 degrees. Sunset at 7:46. Breezy today, 84. Tonight, same. 54 low, though. Tomorrow, 89 and blowing dust and south winds, 14 to 23 with wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. I had a text message earlier. I'm going to go over this with you again. If you want to check if there's any fire activity in basically Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, northern Texas, and the Panhandle, and Oklahoma, and parts of Colorado and Texas, if you don't have it on your phone, you need to get the Oklahoma Mesonet on your phone. There is so much information on there, it's not even funny. I'm so proud to say that we have the Oklahoma Mesonet here in the state of Oklahoma. Compared to other states, they are way behind. I've been on the one from Texas and the one from Kansas, and we were lucky that we have what we are, and it's all being developed. Oklahoma just happened to be lucky to be right here and have the University of Oklahoma and Oklahoma State University backing them on doing this. So feel blessed that we have it. So if you go to your maps on the app, whether you're on your computer or you're on your phone, go to the maps and you'll find a fire management map on your computer and a fire on your phone, and hit the maps, scroll down there, and you will find the 3.9 infrared satellite map. It's the Oklahoma's 3.9 micron. There we go. Micron infrared satellite. And the cities and the highways are not on there, but if you're from Oklahoma, you know where you're at. Just zoom in on it, and if you see a little black anything out of the ordinary in there, a little black round circle, a little black dot, that's where your fires are happening. I took a picture of the one Friday afternoon in Oklahoma, and I hope I never see that many black dots in the state of Oklahoma again. It's it's interesting, at the same time disturbing, to be knowing that that's going on. So earlier I made the comment, things probably might be changing in Oklahoma. Sad, but Governor Stitt lost a lot of his stuff in one of the wildfires. And maybe that's what it takes. You know, I see different stuff going on there that our volunteer fire departments need to be equipped better. And yes, it's true. They do. They do a pretty good job on their own. Not every county gets to use sales tax or tax usage levy, however you say that. I'm not into the governmental part, but you know, to share, to have more money, you know, some of the counties still, it's on by donation only. They do it on their own time, fix the trucks up, raise, have fundraisers. It's like Cloud Chief here is having a fundraiser for that, and they still need fundraisers even when they get to use part of the tax money. But they got grants out there, and just good deal for the fire departments. But the one thing that I think needs to happen is the employee deals. When these volunteer fire firefighters have to take off, some companies are pretty good. They let them take off paid leave without using any of their own time, their own buildup that they have, vacation time or sick leave or whatever. But there's a lot that don't, and some people can't afford to do it. Some companies can't afford to pay their employees to go fight fires. But I think that needs to be fixed. And I'm going to pass the word around to our state representatives, and you guys need to do the same. We need to, they get a $600 tax credit, I think, break on their income taxes for being a volunteer fire department. But if a company can't afford to help pay for these firefighters to go fight a fire, and this guy here ain't got no more leave or sick leave to be used, maybe he's got a family, he needs to keep some back in case one of the kids are sick or something like that. I think we need to change that. I think that would be the big thing, is maybe the state come up with a fund for paying these firefighters while they're on these fires. And I'm not talking $5 an hour either, because in my book, they're worth $100 an hour when they're out there fighting fires like they were Friday, and hopefully they won't be out in the next couple of days, but you never know. So that's, I think that's one of the things we need to do with the firefighters, because there are a lot of these firefighters, you know, when you're a farmer and a rancher and you get to take off to go to the fire, it's not a big deal because you're on 24-hour pay, but there's a lot of these farmers and ranchers that also have a second job, whether it be in the oil field or whatever, or ag-related, working at Western or something like that. Yeah, same thing. So we need to do that. But that infrared satellite view, and thank you, Casey Dameron, for showing me that a few years ago. That's the way you follow actual live fires going on. And I don't see nothing going on at Camargo right now, which is a good thing. So hopefully they got her put out pretty good. Well, I don't have enough time left for to see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. So I'll do it again tomorrow. But let me just reiterate this deal. Red Star Church will be hosting an informal food pounding housewarming for Randy and Priscilla Bentley. They lost their home and everything they own in the fires. Red Star will serve as a drop-off site. They will be moving into the church house there until they find other arrangements. They will have washer, dryer, and all that stuff. They don't have nothing. So for more information, just go to Friends of Leedy, be the best place, Facebook page, and there's a story in there on how all you can do to help with all that. And a hay drop-off for at R&R Feed Store in Leedy. Call 580-488-3700, and I did memorize that number, for hay drop-off or buying feed for any farmers and ranchers that need some supplies to help them get back in their deal. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.